This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
The elder. He's an elder of the church. And John the Apostle. To the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Gaius is, there's several men in the Bible named Gaius or in the New Testament. This one appears to be somebody that John discipled and left in some place that, and he's writing him a short letter to simply build him up. And so Gaius, whom I love in truth, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things. John to Gaius, I pray that you may prosper in all things and also be in health, just as your soul prospers. So I want you to see that. We've talked about this before. Prosperity goes beyond your pocketbook. Most of us are focused on the pocketbook, but it goes beyond the pocketbook. It has to do with the soul, the prosperity of the soul. I rejoice greatly, verse 3, when the brethren came to me and testified of the truth that is in you. He said, I rejoice when these guys came to me who knew you and who had been around you, and they testified to me that you are a man that is filled with doctrine. You know the book. You're very, very sharp, and that blesses me. And he says, not only do you know the truth, but you walk in it. You actually honor the Word of God. And that is a blessing to me. In fact, in verse 4, I have no greater joy. There is no greater joy in my life than to hear that my children, those that God has given me in the ministry, those that God has put under me, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children, my church members, are walking in the truth. The joy of the pastor, the joy of the leader, is when his people walk in the truth. Ah, so sad. No. I'm just teasing. But that is the joy that the pastor has. He has his greatest joy is when one of the people that he's discipled is living in the truth, is doing it, and that's such a blessing. So there, as we said, several men named Gaius in the Bible. This one's a disciple of John. John prayed for his health, finances, but commended him for the prosperity of his soul. Commended him for that. You have a very prosperous soul. Now remember, the soul is made up of your mind. All of you have one. The emotions, you definitely have one of those. The will, the thing that you use to make decisions with, your volition. Your conscience, the things that tell you, the thing that inside of you that tells you right from wrong. And also your self-awareness. That's part of your soul. How I see myself. How do I see myself? I see myself as a loser, as a winner, as a man of God, as somebody struggling. How do I see myself? And that's the self-awareness, which is enhanced with a relationship with God. You see yourself as the most amazing creature under the sun. You are God's child. And so that's self-awareness. He mentions he had heard of his testimony and that he is greatly rejoicing in that. And so then we have John's prayer for him is that he would be in health. Now, we don't know if Gaius was a little sick or if he was healthy and he just wanted him to remain healthy. But John's prayer for him was that his body remains or returns to good health even as he is healthy spiritually. He has a healthy soul. He is healthy spiritually. Prosper is euhodos in the Greek. E-U-H-O-D-O-S, euhodos. It means success on your journey, progress on the road, abundance. Success on the journey, progress on the road, or abundance. That's the Greek translation for euhodos. Beginning with salvation, when the day you were saved, the day you received Christ as your Savior, you immediately entered into what we are going to call positional prosperity. You immediately taken, you were placed into Christ, you were seated above in heavenly places, you were blessed with all spiritual blessings, you were given eternal security, you were seen perfect in God's eyes, and all of the other 94, 95 things happened to you at the point of salvation. All were put on your account. You didn't know this. You just prayed a prayer. And you really didn't understand any of this stuff yet. And you may never, unless you go to a church that teaches it. But you received it all. You were positionally prospering before God with an eternal relationship with God. And that doesn't change. Even if you go to some podunk church and all they teach is be a good neighbor. And a few other little golden rules. If that's the only church you go to, all of these things are still yours. You just don't understand them. You don't see them. You don't know them. But they're yours, and you're prospering in that particular aspect of your life. You have become positioned before God as unbelievably acceptable and perfect and complete in His sight. It's an amazing thing. It's like that story in John chapter 6, when they're out in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, which is, I don't know which way they were going, but it's either eight miles or 13 miles. That's how big the sea is. It's actually a lake, and it's fed by the Jordan River. But in the middle of that lake, that sea, they were being tossed to and fro. There was a huge storm. They didn't know whether they were going to make it. And they saw Jesus walking on the water. You remember the story. Matthew 14 goes into the fact that Jesus walked and called Peter forth to come and walk with him. But in this account in John 6, they're in that boat. The boat was, they thought they were going to die. Jesus is walking on the water. And the Bible says as soon as he got in the boat, they received him. They said, come in the boat. Good idea. Come in my boat. That means come into my life. That's when you got saved. That's what the analogy is here. So come into my boat. And when Jesus got into the boat, the Bible says that immediately, within that second, the boat was already on the shore. So if they're in the middle, they're either 4 miles or 6 miles offshore, and immediately they are on the shore. When you take Jesus in the boat, immediately you've arrived. And that's what positional prosperity is. Once you take Jesus into your life, you've arrived. There's no more climbing stairs, keeping rules, doing steps, progressing towards heaven or anything else. There's no progress towards heaven. When Christ is in your life, you've arrived. You are accepted by God forever in Christ. With nothing you can do to make God the Father reject you, because even at your worst day, He still sees you in Christ, and that's enough. That's positional prosperity. That's the most amazing thing in the world. That's the thing we want everybody to have. Even if we knock on a door and we pray with a guy and he receives Christ as his Savior, he entered into positional prosperity. And even if he never steps a foot into a church, he'll be with God in heaven forever because he's prospering positionally. If he goes to church, he might find out what's happened to him and how God's blessed him and what God's done for him and all of the other beautiful things that you and I learn. But if he doesn't, he still has positional prosperity. He is rich in the grace of God. He's a high roller in God's grace. He might not know it, but he is. The next prosperity, and I'm going to give you seven, because that's the number I picked. I could probably find more. But let's go to number two, is intellectual prosperity. Intellectual prosperity is thinking with God. Thinking with God. I'll give you number three and then we'll go back over them. Number three is spiritual prosperity. Spiritual prosperity is enjoying the peace of God. Number four is emotional prosperity. This is one you want to have. Emotional prosperity is being relaxed under pressure. Always relaxed under pressure. Instead of losing your mind. And freaking out. And losing it. And worrying. And being fearful. You have peace. You have relaxation under pressure. Then we have social prosperity. You can prosper in your social life. That means a good marriage. That means a good family life. That means good friendships. Social prosperity. Then we have physical prosperity, which is what Paul prayed Gaius to receive. Physical prosperity. You got good health. And then there's financial prosperity. I know all of you love that one. Financial prosperity allows us, and you'll see, financial prosperity is what God blesses us with to allow us to give to others who have a need. It allows us to give to others who have a need. 1 John 3:17. Those who withhold giving, when they have it, and they withhold giving it to those who have needs, John says, I don't even know if they have the love of God in them. They got it. Somebody's got a need, they won't give it. John says, how can the love of God dwell in them? How do they have God's love and not respond when they are able to respond? A lot of us have nothing. We would love to be able to respond. But those who God has blessed with it, how can the love of God dwell in them if they don't give? In Luke chapter 12, you remember the story of the guy with the 12 barns. He was rich. And instead of giving his money to other people to help them or to the work of God, he would just build new barns and keep piling up his wealth in different barns. And, of course, wealth back then was, livestock and wheat and so forth. So he would just keep building barns. He wasn't giving it to anybody. He was saving it all for himself. And he had much more than he would ever, ever, ever use. He had much more than if he left it to his family that they could ever use. He had way, way more for himself and for his kids, and still, whatever excess he had, he still wouldn't give it to the work of God. And what did Jesus say about him? Simple two words, thou fool. You're a fool. Because you're going to stand before God and you're going to realize you left, buku bucks back on earth and put it in. That's the.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist.